courthouses and things in the parks, but no really history or really significance of some of the land besides community facilities.
So why would somebody on any given day want to go down to the old downtown historic Roswell area?
Not gonna lie, usually it's women it's to shop or eat at little lunch or brunch stores. Mm-hmm. Restaurants. Historic Roswell, I mean, there is an outdoor store there that some younger people frequent, but
you have to go with the flow.
Yeah, so. Go with the flow. I really like that place. But yeah, a lot of sometimes it's just a shop. Sometimes usually it's antiques and things, so you won't catch too many guys around there, but we'll say connected to a girl. But
so is there anything functional? I mean, that's not really a great word to use, but anything you would need to go there for?
Need to go to historic Roswell? Not really. I mean, the courthouse and I think there's an art museum, what I consider, right across the street from it. I'm not sure if that's actually part of historic Roswell, but it's really close and probably associated with it a little bit.
I got you. Well, let's see. Are there any sort of civic events, citywide happenings that you remember being kind of important?
Citywide, not really, just because it's such a big city. I mean, fireworks here and there, and 4th of July are always entertaining. Really important. I mean, I've gotten to go to a couple of zoning meetings or something for our neighborhood, or not that community wide, but sometimes local parks, something, put on Easter egg hunts for kids and things, but I guess there's not really huge community events that you find everybody, besides football games. Especially Roswell High School being a public school in that area, you'll find thousands of people there. But I guess that's the one main thing that I can feel, remember everybody coming to pretty much.
Well, we're about to wrap up this portion. Is there anything about Roswell or life growing up there that you'd care to share for the record that we haven't covered?
I really consider it my home, even though I've lived in Marietta before. Being my home that is there now, I guess it's really formed my opinions or feelings about Georgia and the South in general, just because it's been my bubble.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, really hold it close to my heart, and I guess being in that area, growing up in that area, keeps me kind of thinking that I'll live in the Southeast again, if not in Atlanta or in one of these suburbs around Roswell. But I've really enjoyed the last 9-ish years, and I don't know, I really had a lot of good memories.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
And